From the KTO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. A growing consumer demand for Alaska cruises has put the state back in the million-passenger club as it rebounds after a leaner stretch. And next year is expected to be even better with larger-capacity ships added to the Far North lineup. The millionth passenger of 2016 was counted as the Alaska cruise industry season was nearing its end. John Binkley, president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, says the 2017 season is expected to bring up to 45,000 additional passengers from this year's tally. That would beat the record set in 2008. Before this year, Alaska's last millionth passenger season was 2009. The increasing demand is prompting Holland America to replace two smaller vessels with larger capacity ships for next year. William Quayle Jr. is running for the Juneau Assembly District 1 seat, and he's listed first on the ballot this year. Among the places he announced his run was Twitter, where for years he's also publicly shared a fixation with very large breasts. KTO's Lakeitra Chavis reports.
Since 2009, the @WQuayle2009 has tweeted more than 400 times about a fixation with women with very large breasts. The user also promoted his pedicab business and announced a run for Juneau Assembly. The women are professional adult models who post revealing photos of their surgically enhanced breasts, sometimes as big as a pea cup. In one incident, after a woman publishes a revealing photo of her breasts, Quayle replies, "Will you ever breastfeed babies?" Quayle's tweets sometimes ask the models where they live and to visit Juneau. In one exchange, a model tells him she's not interested, and he stopped engaging her publicly. Quayle declined an interview request, but said in an email, "I do not wish to discuss about my fetishes. I am a heterosexual male, and that is that. I do have original ideas that my competition does not have. All they want to do is tax and cut the budget." Quayle did not explicitly confirm or deny that the account was his. Quayle is running for the District 1 Assembly seat against Arnold Liebelt and incumbent Mary Becker. The municipal election is next Tuesday, October 4th. Other Assembly candidates' social media posts appear tame. In Juneau, I'm Lakeitra Chavis.
T-Alaska Technical Services, in a joint venture with Tetra Tech, was selected for a government contract worth as much as $400 million over 7 years. According to a press release, the businesses will provide design and build services to support the installation and deployment of radiation detection systems at border checkpoints, airports, and seaports. T-Alaska Technical Services is a subsidiary of the T-Alaska Regional Native Corporation, which serves 22,000 shareholders. Alaska got as close as it could to a royal visit this week. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William and Kate Middleton, were met by a large crowd, music and dancing in Carcross this week. The event was part of a larger tour around the Yukon after traveling through British Columbia. The visit was focused on First Nations issues and culture. That's latest from the KTO Newsroom.